Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in as we blast out and radiate the message of freedom worldwide. It is 12-12-03, the 12th day of December 2003. It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have two guests coming up today. In the third hour, Congressman Tom Tancredo from Colorado, one of the best voting records in Congress, especially on the open border issue. And now we have Bush admitting, yes, Ridge was actually opening a new front, a new salvo on Tuesday when he told a gathering in Miami that we need to find a way to legalize all the illegals. Getting rid of our sovereignty, paying Social Security to illegals, accepting any fake ID card. This is your Homeland Security head. And now Bush says, yeah, we're going ahead with amnesty and the assault weapons ban and cutting Taiwan loose and everything else you can imagine. The conservative Supreme Court says they love campaign finance reform, the brainchild of Hillary Clinton and others. Bush signed on to. That's happened to this week. In the next hour, we've got the author of The Phoenix Project, written back in 1990, been following it for decades, the CIA assassination squads, breaking some new big stories. He'll be joining us in the next hour. Big show lined up for you. The websites are www.infowars.com or infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. We're fighting the prison planet control grid, hence the website is prisonplanet.com, jonesreport.com, infowars.net, some of our other great sites. Congress pushes for larger military. Members of Congress from both parties are pushing for the first significant increase in the size of active duty military in 16 years, despite resistance from the Pentagon. Yeah, right, from the Pentagon. And they're way under recruiting numbers, even after 9/11. And they got their national draft coming up. That's the USA Today. We'll get to that. Also, Iraq Army walks out over pay. Our own troops aren't being paid, but now the local forces aren't being paid either. Soldiers in Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction protection, nor will they ever get it. Care less about the troops, folks. All those contracts have to go to Halliburton and others. Speaking of that, Pentagon finds Halliburton overcharge. Oh, yes. Scamming. And the numbers are in the tens of billions of dollars. And no bids are allowed. Only Bechtel, Halliburton, and DynCorp are allowed to get the money. War profiteering right out in the open by those in the administration. Again, it's conservative, just like cutting Taiwan loose or campaign finance reform or re-signing the assault weapons ban. I'm a liberal because I'm against all that. I'm for Taiwan. I'm a communist. I'm pro-gun. I'm a liberal. It goes on and on. I'm being serious here now. This is what you are as neocon conservatives as you help destroy America. U.S. intelligence, North Korea using internet to indoctrinate the masses. See, the internet must be controlled. North Korea uses it. Yeah, and Rumsfeld gives them reactors, but that's okay. Phoenix school, first to install face scanners. Oh, thumb scanners to eat, face scanners walking around, scanning your faces for a good reason, though, of course, and cameras in the bathrooms and showers. Mondo quake in Pacific Northwest, new geological evidence shows massive earthquake brewing. Also, flu forces some public schools to close. UK may ban antidepressants for children. They admit it's causing massive suicides. Well, they knew that in 83 when they approved Prozac. Also, from Declan McCullough, the big writer for major publications, how to delete your child's DNA from data bank. Oh, you didn't know that all your children are in a DNA data bank? Yes, you are. Yes, it's not a blood test of your child when they're born. It's going into a state and federal international databases. That too, when we get back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Oh yeah, folks, it's real talk radio, real issues that actually affect you and your family. It's Open Line Friday. Any issue, news item you'd like to discuss, you disagree with me, you agree with me, you have a question, a comment, 1-800-259-9231. I'm actually proud of myself. I've been getting to more of the calls in a quicker fashion. 1-800-259-9231. Now, I'm kind of in a catch-22 here because a lot of stations don't carry the first five-minute segment, but I still do it because it's the real news. And I always want to recap what's coming up, but Congress pushes for larger military. Iraq Army walks out over pay. Soldiers in Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction protection. Pentagon finds Halliburton overcharged them. Yeah, no kidding. War profiteering. Major scamming. Computer Crimes Unit makes first arrest. 20 years in prison for spamming. Phoenix School first to install face scanners. Giant earthquake brewing under Pacific Northwest. Flu forces some public schools to close. UK may ban antidepressants for children. Did you know that all of your children in the last 20-plus years, it's actually 30-plus years, have been put in a federal database? A federal database. I was thinking of Prozac has been authorized for 20 years, since 1983, and I have the trials here in front of me, where they knew it was causing a massive level of suicides, but the FDA, same folks that approved genetically modified garbage and fluoride in the water, they went ahead and said that Prozac was a good thing. But getting back to blood samples of your children, how to delete your child's DNA from a data bank. And this is from PolyTechBot, or the website of Declan McCullough, who writes for Wired Magazine, CNET, The Washington Post, you name it. I'm going to get him on the show next week. We're trying to get him on today, but guaranteed next week to talk about this, because I've been focusing on it for years. And by the way, in the next hour, we have the author of The Phoenix Project about CIA assassin squads. He's also a reporter with some late-breaking news on the hit teams that are being fashionalized in the media, being made trendy. In the third hour, we have Congressman Tom Tancredo talk about Governor Ridge, who wants totally open borders and blanket amnesty, and Bush has now announced that, yes, that is the official plan. Well, we already knew that, but it's a restatement of it, so the congressman from Colorado in the third hour. But Polytech, how to delete your child's DNA from the state data bank. You know, this article explains how to delete it from a state data bank, but not from the federal data banks. I'm going to get Declan and the person he person's story that he posted on about this next week. Also, tax protester wins one over the U.S. government, but they don't care. They go ahead and keep him in jail despite that. Also, a net out of control, unthinkable how the Internet could become a tool of corporate and government power based on updates now in the works, censoring out all alternative news and information, shutting down anything that criticizes the government in any way. It's already begun. We've already told you about this. MSNBC. That's MSNBC. There's a lot of interesting news and information coming up here on the show today that, well, I haven't even gotten to yet, like this one. Already mentioned it, but here's from the Washington Times. White House verifies immigration review that they're searching for a way to legalize all illegals in the country. And again, Tom Ridge, time to legalize the illegals. Also, terrorist acts organized by Russian secret services. Yesterday, it was the British admitting right out in the open that they were bombing stuff to blame it on their enemies. And an anti-Bush drawing called Hate Speech and removed from a museum in California. And I'm looking at a picture of the painting, and it's Bush standing on top of a grave, or beside a grave that talks about freedom must die, and it blames Bush in the text under it for carrying out 9/11. So that's hate speech and must be removed here in the good old U.S. of A. Mental health experts call sniper defendant brainwashed. They say he's been under some type of brainwashing. Yeah, no kidding. If you think Charlie Manson could brainwash people, what do you think the government can do? So that's just some of the news that's coming up today. Let me go ahead and get into this DNA database story first, because that's obviously very, very, very important and affects everybody. And about 6 years ago, I saw a federal report. A listener emailed me a congressional reauthorization package for hundreds of millions of dollars to maintain the national DNA database held on everyone in this country. And that's been going on for roughly, well, we're going to go into the 33rd year in the new year. These states are mandated, it's not even a law, but if they get their state health department funding, which goes on down to the county, then they have to take 3 ampules of blood from the heel of your newborn baby. And it is true that the county takes the blood and puts it on a splotch test and tests for blood diseases. It's an inexpensive test, and the hospital could do it, but they don't. 33 years ago, these states came to the local hospitals with the health department and said, here's a new health department regulation. You are to take 3 ampules of blood and no longer do the blood testing here at your hospital. And the hospital said, sure, we follow whatever your guidelines are. Again, it's not a law, it's the guidelines. And so they started giving the ampules of blood to the county health department. Now, why did the county need 3 jiggers of blood? Why did they need 3 capsules, 3 ampules, 3 packets of your child's blood? I have the official federal document from the reauthorization 6 years ago. They reauthorize funding every year for it. They take the blood, and one goes to the county for testing. Another goes to the state, and another goes to the federal government. And about 30 years ago, from England to Canada to Australia to New Zealand, what I call the echelon group of countries, they all do things in the same order, under the same names in many cases. In the last year, we've had a congressman on from Virginia about the subject. He's against it. I have read out of the Sydney Morning Herald where they had the Bali bombing that killed all those Australians right when Australia didn't want to get in the war, why a nightclub full of them gets blown up, killing on Al-Qaeda for the war effort. Good old CIA, I mean Al-Qaeda. And they said in the news, guess what? Guess what? Everybody, you know, under about 32, we have your blood in this Australian national database. And so we can use it to identify the bodies. And then at the bottom of the article it said, oh, and there's a discussion of using it for all crimes now and having a national DNA database. It would save so many people. It would catch so many criminals. We've got the blood we've just been keeping. Just so happens we've got it. Same thing here in the U.S., you realize how big a deal this is? They start the National DNA Database 30-plus years ago all over the Western world, or the echelon group of countries, as I call them, and you tell your doctor, I don't want you taking the blood and sending it off to the feds. Well, it's mandated. What's your problem? Should I call CPS in here? That's what they do. Tell them. Go, well, just do the blood test here. I'll pay for it. No, no, no. The feds pay for this, and this is mandated, and Think about this, folks. Parents with children born in the state of Michigan, this is from Declan McCullough's website, a writer for CNET News, Washington Post, Wired Magazine. Parents with children born in the state of Michigan can request that their children's blood samples be destroyed. When our son Dylan was born at the University of Michigan Hospital, the blood sample was taken without parental consent and over my explicit objections. 2 techs who worked for the state drew the blood sample, placed 5 drops on the top of a carefully marked card, and left without giving us discharge instructions, or left without speaking to anyone else. Several doctors came in ahead of the techs, began giving us discharge instructions at the time the sample was taken, and trouble reading this small print, and they stood in my way as I tried to approach Dylan. They couldn't understand how I would mind that a blood sample was being gathered by the state, merely saying that it's required by law and that it doesn't hurt too much. They later gave me several pamphlets explaining the importance of newborn screening. Indeed it is, but I can ask my doctor to do it myself. Exactly. I spoke with Harry Hawkins of the Michigan Department of Community Health, who assured me that the samples were kept at an undisclosed warehouse, which was locked behind a chain-link fence, and that they would be destroyed after 21 years. However, he agreed to destroy the sample, and both parents requested it. His mother and I sent Harry Hawkins a letter stating, please destroy all samples of our son's blood. If any identifying data, such as DNA fingerprint, has been obtained from the sample, please destroy that data also. And then there's all the required details below. I later received a notarized form indicating that the blood sample had been destroyed and witnessed. There was no mention of any DNA information, but I have no reason to believe that they gathered any, so I don't intend to pursue the matter further. Well, you're naive, Harry C. Hawkins, in the story. That's okay. At least you're concerned. That's just the state blood, buddy. There's three ampules. One is in an international database publicly.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
But let's walk through this. You have a Fourth Amendment. They have to have a warrant to come in your house and take one of your magazines, or take some of your files, or to take your silverware, or to test your carpet, or to look in your basement for marijuana plants. But when your baby's born, the doctors just sit there, the nurses just sit there sucking ampules of blood out, sending it off to a federal/international database, It's stored in a state database. The health department does destroy the sample. They actually do the blood test. Why is the health department doing the blood test? This started 30-plus years ago to get them into your life as an excuse to get a hold of the blood, federally funded. This is admitted. This is admitted. Stealing your child's blood and putting it in a DNA database. Now, what can they do with that? Well, they can do medical experiments with it. They admit that some of these samples have been bought by big pharmacological companies. And there's been a Supreme Court ruling, a Ninth Circuit Court ruling as well that I've seen the last few years, where they rule that medical institutions can sell your blood samples, and that if an institution, if a scientific firm makes a breakthrough with a protein or a gene in your blood, you don't own it, they own it. Did you know that? Oh, so they steal your blood and sell it. You know, hospitals all over the country have been caught stealing people's corneas. Stealing their skin, even though they said, I'm not an organ donor. But these are dead people. What about stealing living people's blood and your DNA? And then you have an FBI crime lab that's been caught framing hundreds and hundreds of people. The Houston crime lab has been caught framing thousands of people, over 2,000, according to the Houston Chronicle and the police chief. We have Tulia, Texas, where they frame 56 people, no drugs, no paraphernalia found. They get 20 to 90 years in prison. Again, you've all heard about these cases. The FBI in Boston running murder-for-hire operations, imprisoning innocent people so their guilty hitmen would go free. And so this group is going to have all our blood, folks. They have my blood. I'm under 33 years old. They have my blood. They have your children's blood. They have your grandchildren's blood. And they didn't ask for it. They put it in an illegal database. They engage in an open conspiracy, ordering the health departments, if they want federal funds, to get your blood and mail it off to them. And it's in Canada, it's England, it's Australia, it's the U.S., it's New Zealand. The five countries that do everything have the same programs, the same operations. We're the echelon group of nations. I say echelon because I first noted that all these countries do the same thing in the same order with echelon back in the 60s, and it's right through to today. We have Head Start. They have Smart Start in England. They have Great Start in Australia. It's ridiculous, folks. It's the same social planning, the same program. And then they announce it to you. We need to, if you ever get arrested for a parking ticket or whatever, even get ticketed, we want to take your blood or your cheek swab for a DNA database. They're starting all this now, see? Getting you ready for it. Congress is about to pass the law. Even if you're not convicted or indicted, they put you in the DNA database. They've already got the DNA database. They're just getting you ready for it. Legalizing their criminality. But it's still illegal what they're doing, taking your baby's blood. I don't want to spend all day on this, but does this outrage anybody? We'll come back and talk to all the great callers that are patiently holding. And then we'll get into Congress pushes for larger military and the draft. Iraq Army walkout over pay. Soldiers in Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction protection. Pentagon finds Halliburton overcharged them, engage in a massive criminal enterprise. Anybody else should go to prison, but don't worry. They'll go for Martha Stewart for you, make you feel like they're doing something. Computer Crimes Unit makes first arrest in Virginia, 20 years in prison for sending out spam. That's the Associated Press. That's just some of what we got. Face scanners going in the schools. Already got cameras in the showers and bathrooms. Might as well go all the way. And you're saying, Alex, you mentioned every day in the last month how they put cameras in the bathrooms in schools. Folks, do you realize how evil that is? How un-American that is? That's Soviet Union on steroids. And I got stacks of these articles today, just all out in the open, every article, how good it is, how wonderful, it's so good. Again, Congressman Tom Tancredo, about Bush wanting to get rid of our borders completely in the third hour. The author of the Phoenix Project, CIA assassin teams exposed. In the next hour, your calls and more news when we get back. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, fight the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
So, the government is quietly erasing the 4th, the 5th, the 10th, the 1st, the 2nd Amendment, the 7th, the 9th, the 3rd. They're getting rid of the whole Bill of Rights, and for 30-plus years, they've been taking blood samples from your children and putting them in a federal, now an international database, a DNA database, to come in your house and to look for drugs or whatever. They got to have a warrant. Or to come in your business and get records, they got to have a warrant. To take a bean out of a bag of beans in your pantry, they have to have a warrant. To take a speck of dust off the floor, they have to have a warrant. But not to take your child's blood. They illegally take it and do this, and it's an admitted fact, and the average person has no idea about this. But more and more news stories come out about it as the government goes, yeah, we have it. We ought to just make it a national DNA database. They did it all along, folks. Now they think you're dumb enough to accept this. And the FBI and local police all over the country have been caught framing everybody up one side and down the other with fake DNA and the rest of it. Planting blood, taking blood from suspects, then going and planting at the scene. They don't have to do that with this new DNA database, folks. Do you understand they've been caught doing it? What an illustration of how outrageous this is. You know, it's like pulling up to your house, and criminals have got a van out front loading your TV sets and DVD players and computers and jewelry up in the back, and you run over and go, "What are you doing? I'm calling the police." And they go, "Hey, buddy, back off. Why are you acting so upset? What's wrong with you? Are you some kind of extremist?" I bet if a criminal calmly said that to you, a lot of Americans would go, "Huh? Who are you?" You'd at least be off balance. That's what they do.
"You got a problem with the government putting cameras in hundreds of school districts' bathrooms? You got a problem with us having the borders wide open? You got a problem with us cutting Taiwan loose? You got a problem with police wearing black ski masks and driving armored vehicles and dressing up in Darth Vader outfits? You got a problem with the Army hiring convicted felons and illegal aliens? You got a problem with the troops breathing depleted uranium at 1,900 times safe levels? Army doctors admit you're weird. Weirdos are against that. Strange people who might have Al-Qaeda leanings. We never said it wouldn't be used against terrorism. It's just that you didn't look at the definition of terrorism," they say. "Topless bars, county commissioners in bid rigging for zoning, pot dealers. We're going to use it for everything now."
This is what they're doing. But a new article from Declan McCullough, a posting from Declan McCullough, again, writer for CNET News, Wired Magazine, about, yeah, you call up the Michigan Health Department, they admit they're keeping your baby's blood for decades and decades, but forget that database. It's the federal one, folks. They take 3 ampules of blood. And no one's really talking about this. The last few years, since I started pushing it, I've seen a few news stories about it. But it's such an illustration of, you know, you go, you have a child, you talk to the doctors, you say, "Do the blood test here." "But it's mandated." "But it's a DNA database." "But it's mandated." "We'll do the test here." "No, it goes to the government." It's all color of law, like all of this trash. And if we just accept it, it'll become like the driver's license. Did you know you didn't have to have a driver's license in this country? The Supreme Court ruled in 1918 that the general and regular conveyance, you don't have to have a license. But at that time, it was a horse and buggy. You still don't need a license to have a horse and buggy going down the highway. Did you know that? But still, the unusual conveyance is the automobile. It's all color of law. You know, they just told us it's a privilege to drive. And we go, "Okay, privilege to drive." Now they're saying it's a privilege to own a gun. And more people are going, "Okay, it's a privilege." And the gun magazines are going, "Well, having a registration of gun owners early isn't an infringement. We need to be a little more reasonable." And Josh Sugarman of Violence Policy Center bragged. He said, "Look, we got your children in the public schools." I'll never forget that March 25th, 2001 article in the Statesman where Josh Sugarman said, "Look, we got your kids. We're going to ban your guns." You know, it's just real funny, isn't it? And you got cops driving around all over the place that think they're enforcing the law and doing their job. And you guys don't even know what the Bill of Rights is. But you know what? The police know a lot more than the general public. Again, over two-thirds of university professors, administrators, students don't know what the First Amendment is in a major survey. But they'll have a debate with me about how, you know, how the country works and how America operates. Oh, boy. You know, I wouldn't argue with a professional umpire about the rules of baseball. And so until you studied baseball a little bit, don't argue with them. Well, you can argue with me, but what scares me is that you don't know how to argue. You don't have any facts. I'm talking about the yuppies that'll occasionally corner me at the grocery store and laugh at me. "Oh, you're that black helicopter kook. You think the government's corrupt. Ha, ha, ha!" And I'll say, "Well, actually, history shows that governments really have been dangerous. We should watch them, the founding fathers." And they'll just laugh at me. And it's their own little form of, you know, mental tiddlywinks. There's a better term for it, but I won't use it. It's their own little form of mental ring around the rosy, running around in circles, you know, just feeling good, laughing at me. And I'm like desperately trying to get them out of quicksand, and they're laughing at me. It's disgusting. But again, that's the vast, 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 vast minority. I mean, here I am on my own syndicated show. Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations. We're on in L.A. right now. We're on in Rhode Island. You know, just two points of the compass there, east and west. Affiliates all in between. And I sit here going, call me. Disagree with me. 1-800-259-9231. Years ago, people would call and do it. I could load the phones with it. They don't call anymore. They know it's all true. They heard me say the Supreme Court was following the UN's orders 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. Now they're in USA Today, AP, Washington Post, Nightly News. We follow the UN's orders now. That's global government, boys and girls. But still, I find that some professionals, the yuppies, they feel like they're part of the establishment. They will defend it like ants. Defending their anthill. And I don't know what to say to you people driving along in your cars right now. Don't laugh about what I'm saying. You know deep down it's true. That's why you're afraid to have a real debate with me. Come on, what am I saying that isn't true? 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Cindy in South Carolina, then Bill and others. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
My son is connected with the 4th Infantry.
Okay.
And I got some... I agree with a lot of what you have to say about Bush. I actually wrote an anti-Bush poem that I submitted to your website. Via...
Are you still there? I think you got call waiting or something cutting in on you. Are you there?
Yep.
Yeah, we get thousands of emails. If we didn't post it, send it again to tips@infowars.com. Tips@infowars.com.
Okay.
And say, Alex says post this poem.
Okay, I wanted to let you know that I did receive communication from my son in Baghdad, and he was talking about the house-to-house raids that they were doing into Crete.
Yes.
And how... they were publicizing over here that they found all these weapons. They rounded up all these weapons. He said they rounded up a couple of guns, and they didn't even have ammunition to go with the guns. He said he was frustrated because his unit is finding no weapons of mass destruction over there.
Oh, but they hold AK-47s up in the news and say, there's the weapon of mass destruction. We're taking their guns.
Exactly.
And by the way, now, you can't own a gun under our government, but under Saddam, you could walk right into a gun shop and buy guns.
Right.
Saddam could stand around with 10,000 people around him with AK-47s and no one would shoot him.
Yeah, and he was frustrated because that big news story came out over here about how the morale was suffering in the troops. And so he said that his unit was ordered not to speak to the press. And he said, Mom, I thought we were fighting for the freedom of the Iraqi people. And he said, they're trying to take away our own freedom of speech, and they won't let us talk about what's really going on over here.
Well, Cindy, they have ordered, according to the Associated Press, the Iraqi governorship to not report with their health department numbers of dead civilians from starvation, bombs, you name it. And so that's the freedom we're bringing. Before we heard about the 1.5 million dead Iraqis from the sanctions, now we won't hear about it. Out of sight, out of mind.
Of course. And, you know, it makes me sick to listen to these conservative people like Sean Hannity on the radio kissing Bush's butt and talking about how great it is and how we went to this war for a good cause. And nobody's willing to publicize what our own soldiers are saying.
Yeah, but don't play Hannity's game. He's a shill to keep the border open, to make you feel good while he gets our guns. According to Hannity's political paradigm, he is a Marxist-Leninist. No, I'm serious. The major Canadian papers, major U.S. papers, have reported that the 4th Communist International, Congressman Ron Paul gave a speech on this, survives in the administration and is running the administration. I don't care how nuts that sounds, that is Ron Paul in the floor of the House in a 47-minute speech. That is the Canada Post. That is type into a search engine, the ghost of Trotsky walks the halls of the White House.
Okay.
The Communist 4th International has taken control of the government.
I believe it. Well,
and you don't think once the commies got in control, they would turn over the banks and the money. They want all the power and control for themselves. Communism doesn't exist. communism, fascism, socialism, it's all command and control. But the people that were communist Fourth Internationalist, the top people, the heads of it, Crystal's daddy was the head of it after Trotsky was killed in Mexico with an axe, a hatchet, excuse me. They are the brainchild of that. Truth is stranger than fiction, Cindy. What else is your son saying in the 4th Infantry?
Just that, you know, he wants information on what we're hearing over here, because he says what we're hearing over here is not the truth. They're not finding these massive caches of weapons. There are no weapons of mass destruction. That they're being ordered not to speak up about what morale is like and what's going on over there.
No, I read...
He's lost total... He says, I don't know what my government stands for anymore. He said they were sickened by the fact that we were looking at sending troops into Nigeria, that he thought, you know, we were... I mean, he's beginning to see that this is all about oil revenue.
Well, your son better worry about the 1,900 times over the safe level depleted uranium. That's the Army's own doctor who quit over it.
Yeah.
Their own head of it. Thanks for the call, and then we're sad for your son. Depleted uranium. Yummy. Bill in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
You were talking a few moments ago about the government taking the blood samples from youngsters. Is it totally just newborns that they're trying to do that from, or are they using whatever other sources they can to get as much as they can from the general populace?
I don't know about that.
I
have the federal documents on everyone under 33 years of age is in a federal database.
Well, about 7 or 8 years ago, I made an application to an insurance company. I jumped ship from a company that I had hospital insurance with, and they went through several premium increases that I thought were too high, so I found another company. I figured I could get a better deal, and before they would sign me up, they sent a nurse around to my home one day and called up, made an appointment, said, when was I going to be there?
Yeah, they're testing for drugs and nicotine.
Well, is that all it is?
Well, that's what they say. Again, I don't have federal documents.
She drew enough blood out of my arm to start a bank account for Dracula, and I was scratching my head wondering what it was for. But...
they didn't tell you. No, it's I've got life insurance. It's to make sure you're not smoking cigarettes, to make sure you're not drunk when they come do it, to make sure you're not on cocaine.
Oh, okay. Well, but maybe so. Maybe that's all.
Well, look. I know there's a DNA database. We have the documents, the news articles on the children, on everybody born. I don't know. I know that some hospitals have been caught selling blood samples to genetic engineering firms. When they come out with patents, they've been sued on stuff they got from the blood, and the Supreme Court and another federal court have ruled you don't own your own blood. So I know that sometimes they're selling it. I don't know about your case. I do know about in the case of newborns.
I kind of wondered about that. Something else, too, that real quickly, I have in the last week or two, I try usually if I don't get to hear the program in the during the daytime, I try to catch it at night on the rebroadcast, or else sometimes if you're on it on live. And I've noticed that I think it's what 6890, and also I've found it at 5085. And for the last week or two, I have not been able to pull in those nighttime frequencies. Is that due to the sunspot interference?
Look, I don't know what's going on. I mean, it's coming in better during the day now and worse at
night. Yeah, I'm hearing it fine now at, 91.20, I think.
93.20.
93.20, yeah. But at night, there's a lot of hissing and static and a noise that cuts in and out. It sounds like my electric shaver running.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We'll try to look into that. Thanks for the call, Bill. Mike in Virginia. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Mike.
Good to talk to you, buddy. I got a couple quick points maybe you can relate on. The first one is a friend of mine and I down here in Virginia, we put your bumper stickers up in, I call them non-intrusive places, you know, where they, I don't put them on the front of signs, but I'll put them like on the back of stop signs and I hand them out. And we've even had business cards made up with InfoWars com on it, saying that it's documented and we hand them out. And if maybe your listeners might mention sometime where they learned about Infowars.com from, that you know, we might develop kind of a scenario that is more effective, and we could you know, put more of that out there, whether it's like my friend does the videos, he copies them and we hand them out. And you know, I just I learned about you years ago on shortwave when you first come on. I was a shortwave listener, and I've been listening to you now for five plus years, I guess. And
well, I mean, we get the feedback. AM, FM stations, places where I've been on as a guest is one of the biggest. Internet links from other websites, and a lot of it is people making copies of the videos and handing them out to people.
Okay.
That's probably about 30% of it.
You were on AM here at one time, and that station was quickly bought out, and you know, they went to a format that...
Yeah, I've probably been on 100 stations that get bought.
And
it's kind of an inside joke that if you want to sell your station for more, put me on for a year, and you'll suddenly get millions more for it.
Yeah, it's probably more than a joke. And the other point was, you know, when I...
Tell you what, stay there. Stay there, Mike. I'll let you finish up. Then Laura in Alabama and others, and we got some guests coming on as well.
Oh, my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've had our tolerances raised to corruption. Again, if Bill Clinton tried to cut Taiwan loose and change the policy of defending them and being pro-independence, it would have been, oh, how dare him, but Bush comes in, oh, it's okay. And it's the same thing with Halliburton. No bids allowed. You know, they get Just one of the contracts is for $15 billion. There's another $10 billion contract, another $8 billion contract, several other multi-billion dollar contracts to Halliburton alone and its subsidiaries. And then they get caught overbilling the Pentagon. Folks, last year there was $1.2 trillion. Let me say that again. Type into a search engine, $1.2 trillion missing from Pentagon fund. You'll get Washington Post, AP, all these articles. Just $1.2 trillion missing, no big deal. Oh, no, we don't have criminals running things, folks. And it's just like, well, Bush is a good conservative. We got to support the troops by not letting them get their pay and letting them be on food stamps, but let Bush have the money. And the neocons get up there and lie and go, he's not getting any money from this. He's good. Folks, the whole Bush family has giant criminal records. I mean, it just, they're unbelievable. And now they're pushing for blanket open borders. We're about to go back to the callers that are patiently holding Mike and Laura and Robert and Stan and others. But before I do that, I do want to encourage you to join me tomorrow. That's tomorrow, the 13th of December. That's Saturday in H-Town in Houston, Texas. Remember the Alamo Draft House Cinema Movie Theater at the West Oaks Shopping Center. You can link through off the banner, go to the movie theater website, buy your ticket for the double feature of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and then, of course, John Carpenter's They Live. And right on the main page, we posted the map from MapQuest of how to get to Infowars.com. Yes, how to get to Infowars.com. How to go to the Infowars.com event. That's tomorrow, 6 p.m., Houston, Texas, about 6 to midnight, folks. It'll be a long event, two films, a 30-minute speech, a question and answer, a great place to network, Houston, Texas, tomorrow. And go ahead and get your tickets online if you're smart, or if not, show up 30 minutes early, folks, so if it does sell out, you won't get turned away. Okay? But don't be discouraged. You'll get tickets. Just get there a little bit early. Last time it sold out and a lot of folks got turned away. I don't think it'll happen on the second showing, but be safe, folks. The map's on Infowars.com. You can also get Matrix of Evil, my new film, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It's all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free to get these amazing films at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You get big discounts when you get three or more of any of the 10 films. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead and let Mike in Virginia finish up. He had one more question. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, Alex. Actually, it was just a kind of a point maybe to help your listeners also. I live here in Navy area, Norfolk, Virginia. And when I engage in conversations with people, a lot of them in the military, and, you know, they're nice people, per se, and I generally, you know, discuss world events. I start with, well, how many wars have we been in since World War II? And while they're trying to figure out that answer, I just ask them, well, how many have we won? And it's kind of a stunned look that comes on their face when they realize none. And I said, well, what makes you think we're going to win this war? And when they pause to think that, I just look at them and say, television. Now you know why they call it programming. And you can see it gets them to thinking, and that's generally when I try to hand out your Infowars.com business card, and I just tell them, if you want to know the other side of the news that you see, this website provides documented information. And I always emphasize that point. It's documented. This ain't just because you're going to see stuff that is going to be almost unbelievable, but it's documented. And then I say, you know, you see ABC, NBC, CBS News now, it's the same thing on each channel, and now you'll know why. So anyway, you have a good day. Keep up the good work, partner.
You too, my friend. We'll be back with a second hour.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again,
We listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.